We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Raleigh County Police Department. Joining us here this morning, we got Captains Greg Steer and Brad Yeager on the Zoom call with us here today, and we're talking about a lot of different subjects. If you've got any questions here, we'll try to squeeze them in at 785-537-1350. Let's talk a little bit about the hiring process and how that's going. I forget who's going to take this.
Yeah, so this is Brad. Yeah, so what's going on right now is we're hiring for corrections officers, but in reality, you know, we're always kind of looking for qualified people who want to, you know, serve their community. And so a great way to get out there and see what processes we have currently occurring, and if you want to put your name in for future processes, is to go to our website at www.rileycountypolice.org, and you can go to the employment tab. And under that employment tab, you can see our current processes that are occurring. But then there's also something that's called, you can join our talent community. Our talent community is really your opportunity to put yourself out there and say that you're interested in these different positions. And then when they become available, you get notified by us. So it's really beneficial to where if you're kind of searching for different jobs or looking around, this allows you the ability to go ahead and more or less put your name out there for us. And then when that comes available, we'll notify you. And then you can start the process with us. So, but right now the only process that's currently open is correctional staff. It's a great opportunity to work at our agency and really provide a good benefit and support to our community. So I would encourage anyone interested to come do that. And as Captain Steer mentioned, we also have the ability now to do some, if you would, ride-alongs and job shadows and sit-ins and dispatch. If you're thinking about maybe you want to be a dispatcher, we have that opportunity now. We're starting to kind of open that up a little bit. And that's a great opportunity for people who are interested to really come and see what our agency is about and our culture and how great of a place it is to work and serve our community.
Ride-alongs always sound like a lot of fun. Is that something just recently started happening again?
So we're doing that now for folks that are interested in applying specifically. We're not yet quite back to the point where we're going to do it for people that aren't in the application process, but definitely hopeful that in the next few months over the summer, maybe that we'll be able to get back to doing that more regularly.
All right. For those of us who aren't as familiar with positions, what does a corrections officer do?
Yeah, so our correctional officers and staff, they're really responsible for caring for, you know, our inmates while they're here at our facility. It's a very important job that sometimes, you know, when we think of a police department, we always put a police officer at the front of our mind. In reality, we have to remember that it's much like a business and an organization where there's a lot of people that ensure that it runs smoothly. And we, and a correction officer is one of those. You know, they work in our facility and they do a bunch of different roles, whether it's, you know, serving meals or caring for the, you know, the inmates and what they need and what their needs and listening to them.
Transport.
And yeah, and transports back into court and into, you know, doctor's appointments or whatever appointments they may have. So it's just they really fill a lot of different roles because, you know, we are really responsible for the health and well-being of an inmate while they're here at this facility.
All right. Yeah, very important job, obviously. Make sure that they meet their court dates. I know that I've covered a number of court cases and seen that a lot of those are taking place by Zoom right now, but you still got to get them in there and ready for that.
So, yeah, that's correct.
And, of course, easy to apply for these jobs on the Raleigh County Police Department website, and the website's a good tool for a lot of other things, including registering those cameras, right?
Yeah, so we actually have that up and running now. The whole program is going to be run through the website, and so you can get on it at any time, and it is pretty easy to do. We've been doing it the last few weeks for people at our agency who've got cameras, and so it's working really, really well. But anytime, getting on our website and you can sign up your cameras, and we hope we can get people to do that.
And the website's a good place for a lot of information. I kind of forget there's so many different programs and services that the police department has its hands in, but you can see a whole list of them there on the front page there. As far as other information to pass along, was there anything else you guys had?
Well, one of the other ones on our website is our Project Next Door, which we've been doing for several years. It's kind of to put it succinctly, is the replacement for our neighborhood watch programs that we used to do for many, many years. It's kind of the next generation of that. I encourage people to sign up and consider doing that. It's a great resource for information. We put out regular tips on community safety and what you are able to do, as well is make partnerships with us and then other people in your immediate community share information and make sure that your community's safe, especially where you live.
There's, you know, one thing we always talk about, and we talk about it in the news a lot. I don't think we touch on it a ton here, though, is the Crime Stoppers. And there's ways that people can submit those. And I see there's even a mobile app that you can get if you want to submit a crime tip anytime.
Yeah, those. And, you know, Brad mentioned earlier how unbelievably important it is that the information that we get from the community about crimes. We couldn't tell you over the years how many times that has been what has helped us solve many, many, many cases. And Crime Stoppers is a huge part of that. There's a variety of ways to anonymously provide us with information, and that information is used over and over again to help us solve crimes.
Yeah, what a great tool that is. And I think that allowing people to stay anonymous is the key there on that.
Absolutely.
As far as driving safely, and we've been talking a lot about road construction this week. I feel like maybe it's been our most road construction heavy news week we've had in a while. But I think it's probably a good opportunity here to just kind of stress safe driving here in our community.
Yeah, if you've driven in Manhattan and Riley County and Pottawatomie County area here recently, you definitely know that it's a challenge. And you know, as we've had discussions with our city engineers and stuff, you know, this is going to continue, you know, for a good part of this year and even into next year. And so it is a good chance to talk about how, you know, the roads are constantly changing. And you can show up and the route that you're used to taking and suddenly has significant detours and what you're doing. So it is a great opportunity to mention, you know, that we always need to be defensive and aware and expect the unexpected, you know, when we're driving, because it happens so often. And our accidents, you know, our numbers are pretty good actually this year so far, but you know, there's always those opportunities to make sure that you're being safe and you're always watching out for other drivers and unexpected things, definitely.
I know we were talking on air this morning before we went before In Focus. At least Dave and Mitch were our sports guy and our program director. We know that it's illegal to be on your phone in Manhattan when you're driving a car. What about food? If we're eating a hamburger or something, is it okay to eat and drive?
So the key to that is you just got to make sure that if you're doing it, you're doing it safely. You know, if we have an incident or an accident and it can show that you were distracted in any way, that can be an issue because you're ultimately supposed to be driving while you're focusing on driving and you're not distracted in any way, whether it's the radio or whatever. So you always have to be careful when you're doing those extra things, which we all do.
All right. Well, Dave, that you got to put down the Cheetos.
Trust me, Cheetos isn't going to be real high on that list of what I might consume while I'm driving. I don't want to get all that Cheeto dust on my steering wheel.
No. Well, and, you know, there's all sorts of foods you probably could eat and drive and be okay with, but like, you know, spaghetti's probably not on that list. Ice cream, certainly not
soup.
On that list.
Oh, you can do ice cream if it's in a cone.
It's a little tough. Trust me,
about donuts?
Everybody loves donuts.
I'm done. I mean, he's right. What more can you add?
It's not a
everybody
stereotype.
Loves donuts.
No,
it's true. So the majority of us love them here.
It applies to radio people too. Trust me.
All right, guys. Well, we sure appreciate getting the update here. Thank you so much for pinch hitting for Director Butler, and we'll look forward to talking to you guys down the road.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the opportunity. Yes, thank you.
All right, Captain Greg Steer, Brad Yeager joining us here on In Focus. Stay tuned. We'll hear from Representative Tracy Mann up next.